You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
DJ says, he asked the question, how do you deal with loss? How do you deal with loss? So I don't know what kind of loss. I don't know, like, are you saying, you know, maybe if you have a second, maybe tell me what kind of loss, you know, and I just, a, you know, heads up, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not trained in, and, you know, I've just done a lot of self-study. You say any kind. Okay. Loss of a friend, family member slash friend. Okay. So it's quite human and normal to have a grieving process if you've lost a loved one, if you've lost a friend. No question. You know, I'm not the dude that's like, you got to hustle and, you know, you gotta be hustling and grinding nonstop no matter what. Hoo-wee. Like, I mean, you're just not very human. I remember, so the greatest loss I've experienced, at least in the last few years, I'm trying to think of, okay, I'll say one of, because there are Jess's, when Jess's grandparents passed away, that was very tough for sure, because they were wonderful, wonderful people. But one of the greatest losses I had was of my mentor, Mark Overson. And I actually heard, you know, he was one of my very early mentors, helped me amazingly in such a unique way of, he told me a lot of things I needed to hear that no one else had ever told me. And I'm just forever grateful for him and his family. You know, Shani is an amazing friend and, you know, left behind, you know, four kids and just amazing. And so I remember the day I found out, because I had talked to him maybe a week before and a few months before I'd flown up to North Dakota to spend some time with him, because he had been given 30 days to live years earlier. Right. And so the day that I heard was actually during one of our 3-day events. And so I literally hear the news and I'm up to speak like 5 minutes later. And I had this thought of, you know, what would Mark want me to do? And Mark would want me to go out on that stage is what I thought, because I'll tell you something about Mark. Oh man, here we go. But, you know, he went through every type of chemo. He went through, you know, he broke his back. He went through back surgery. He went, and this tough SOB was doing videos every day, literally looking like a skeleton. I mean, what do you weigh? 70 pounds. I mean, and he's, you know, he was probably 6'1". Maybe something like that would be my guess, at least. And I mean, he's showing up, he's given this wisdom, absolutely looking like a skeleton. And I think to myself, would I be that bold? Would I have that amount of chutzpah? And honestly, I don't think so. I really don't. I really don't think I would have gone out the way he did in such a powerful way. And so I hear the news, I got to be on stage literally 5 minutes after hearing the news, and I'm speaking on marketing, which was his specialty. And I'm like, what would Mark want me to do? I'm like, I think Mark would want me to go on that stage. And so I go on that stage. I'm there 60 seconds. I break down in tears and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I can't finish. And I walk off. And so, you know, it's human for you to have a grieving process. At some point when you're ready, see, I asked the question before I was ready, which is, you know, a common thing I tend to do is do things before I'm ready. And like a dance competition, right? But I'm ready, I'm ready. at some point, ask yourself, what would they have wanted? Would they want me? So let's say, just for argument's sake, which was not the case with Mark, just to be clear. Let's say that you have a friend that killed themselves, right? I have friends that killed themselves. And at one point I was suicidal. We won't talk about that today. It's a long time ago. But let's say you have a friend kill themselves. And ask yourself, and you're going to have a grieving process. You're going to ask yourself, what could I have done differently? How could I have shown up as a better friend? You know, what, you know, you're going to replay in your mind, like what, you know, what could have gone a different way. And at the end of the day, ask yourself, what would they want me to do? What would they most want me to do right now? And maybe, just maybe, it would be to raise awareness about depression. So maybe the best thing you could do for someone you lost to suicide would be to go out and create success to an amazing level and donate your time or money to helping people that are going through depression. You know, I remember when when everyone was still locked down, and I know some people, I guess, still are, but I know, you know, during the, you know, pandemic, my home state of Indiana, the suicide hotline went from 5,000 calls a month, I believe, to 25,000 calls. It might have been, maybe that was daily. I don't remember now, but I know that it was a five time, whatever it was five times more. And you can, and that was early in the pandemic, right? You escalate that out 6 months of people that are used to seeing other humans feeling so alone by being by themselves, because, you know, keep in mind, single people are home too. Like everyone focuses, and myself included, thinks about the family with the kids and, oh my God, they're driving me nuts, or oh, this is wonderful. but think about those single people locked in their homes. That can really, if you have any kind of depressive traits, boy, can that really blow it up, right? And so maybe, you know, if that's the case, maybe if you lost someone to cancer, maybe the best thing you can do is go create success and donate time and money to cancer research or your favorite cancer charity, or go to the children's hospital that of kids with cancer, right? So you like, that's how can I most powerfully react to something I cannot change?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.